Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
You know, pastors sometimes are looked on as somebody that just is caring for the sheep. They are. Sometimes they're looked at administrators many times, and they are. But I want to tell you also, they should be missional and missionary purpose. When you look at a church budget and you see that, I want to tell you, it should get your attention that the pastor and the staff, they should be missional and partly missionaries in their area. This is Bert Harper and Nathan Harper, and we want to talk today about something that God put on mine and my wife's heart years and years ago called Fishbowl Retreat. And so it's October, and we're going to share that with you. We'll be having our Pastor Appreciation Month of October. In honor of that, many churches and individuals will ask their pastor, will they like to go to the Fishbowl Retreat? And we've been doing this for over 20-something years, for a long time, and Jen and I love it. Nathan, you were a part of one of the fishbowls that we did after we came to AFA and AFR, and you gave a perspective of what it was like to be the preacher's kid, the pastor's kid. It's a different world, isn't it?
It is. It does feel like you're growing up in a fishbowl where a lot of eyes are on you, watching, noticing things. I'm probably a part of every fishbowl retreat, though. I'm sure there's some stories that get shared that include some of my adventures or misadventures.
When you have three boys, you got a lot of material, I put it that way.
Absolutely. When you grow up being a sermon illustration, you kind of get used to that. But I remember getting to share about, you know, experience growing up as a pastor's kid. And overall, it was a wonderful experience. I wouldn't change that at all.
You got to meet a lot of neat people, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of missionaries along the way.
And that's the privilege. And what you want to do, I don't care what kind of job you have or ministry you're involved in, don't lose sight of the positive things about it. Yeah, there's always some difficulties and negativity, but there's always those positive. Well, why would we start Fishbowl? Well, there's a scripture. It says in Mark chapter 7, and the apostles had been ministering with Jesus and going out and doing work, and he said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." If you have a red letter edition of the Bible, that's in red letters, Nathan. And Jesus said, "Come apart and rest a while." I don't know who the first one that said it, but the first person I ever heard say it was Dr. Adrian Rogers. He said, "If you don't come apart and rest a while, you're going to come apart."
Yeah.
That was true with Fishbowl. And we've seen so many great, great things happened with our retreat. When ministers came, they were ready to quit. And what we do, we're not trying to help them preach better sermons or necessarily being a better leader. We just want them to follow the Lord, mostly at home with their family. Man, listen, yes, I had three sons, but coming home for me was refreshing because I had my wife there, who I knew I loved, and you three guys there that, man, when y'all were kids and preschoolers, y'all met me every day with a hug.
Yep. I remember the day I got too old and big to run and jump into your arms. Looking back on it, I remember hitting the ground, the air coming out of my lungs. I was looking up thinking, why did my dad not catch me this time? But now I'm a dad.
You're there now?
I have some big boys, and I wouldn't be able to do it either. So I've read somewhere that I don't know how exactly accurate and up-to-date these numbers are, but they're probably close, that 1,500 pastors quit the ministry every month, and that's probably not counting just other ministry staff. Some of that is probably not a bad thing because it's easy to misunderstand a call and a particular role that God might have for you, and that can even change. But most of that, I would say, is probably due to unhealth, maybe some toxic situations, maybe some just in general, some unhealthy situations. And so one of the most healthy things a pastor or anyone, this is for anyone, but especially a pastor, one of the most healthy things they can do is to Sabbath and to rest and to, like you said, come apart. You need some time alone with Jesus. You need some time alone with your family. And it's very, very difficult in this day, in our day, for anybody to have that. It's especially hard for a pastor to have it.
Well, that's the reason we do Fishbowl. It is 3 days, 2 nights. And usually, if they come a distance, it winds up being 5 days that they're apart, away from the ministry. And it is helpful. They go back ready and refreshed. And it's for the wife as well. Because I just want to tell you, the pastor and staff members, especially the males, the lead pastor especially, he's there and it's tough and it's hard. But I think that one of the most difficult things is for his spouse, his wife. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we call it Fishbowl for Pastors and Wives, because we want them to be refreshed, go back and, you know, serve in the Lord. So come apart and rest a while. It doesn't mean apart from your life, but apart from the regular schedule of life. So we're going to hear an interview of a couple that came to the Fishbowl retreat, and their life was refreshed, restored, and guess what they were able to do? Help others. That's what we're trying to do here on Exploring Missions, is help you become all that God wants you to be. Some of the greatest things about Exploring Missions is the people that we meet. Many times it's people that are right there on the mission field. Sometimes they've come back from foreign countries or they're headed to those countries, but sometimes their ministry's right in here. And during October, it is Pastor and Wife Appreciation Month. And I remember when I was in full-time pastorate, those days were really encouraging. The letters that I would get, sometimes it was a gift card that I would get, and it was always a blessing. And so we want to encourage all of those who are listening today, and you want to encourage your pastor. Remember Pastor Appreciation Month and demonstrate that to them, show them and their family how important it is. It really is encouraging, and it is a mission. Don't you think that it's not? Because one of the first persons that went on a mission trip was Barnabas. He got his name as Son of Encouragement. So in mission work, encouragement is a vital part, and your pastor being on the front line there needs that encouragement. So today we have two guests, a pastor and his wife, and just let me share with you, they've been to our Fishbowl retreat, and we've thought about them, and Jan and I have gotten to know them and thank God for them, and we wanted to hear a little bit about what God has done in their life, in their ministry. So this is David and Kimberly Dyer. He is the pastor at Lone Oak Baptist Church in Energy, Illinois. David and Kimberly, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Bert. And first, let me say thank you for having us on this. It's our honor and our pleasure.
Well, brother, it is fun to have pastors come in. You know, that's my heart. That's what I did for just about 40 years and still do pastorate work, even here at AFR. But it's a joy to have you guys. And again, tell us a little bit about Lone Oak Baptist Church in Energy, Illinois. Is Energy in the southern, central, or northern part of Illinois?
Energy is in the southern part. If you were in Paducah, Kentucky, we're about an hour north from there, so not way up in there, but kind of in the central part of the area. And it's a small town. Actually, it's a village that we live in. We have a great church there. God has blessed, and we have some wonderful people there, and everything is going great.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to do this. We're recording this early, of course, but Jan told me, Kimberly, you guys are involved in Vacation Bible School even this week. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. We sure are, Bert. And the Lord has just blessed us. We've had over 100 kids every night, and we are just loving on these children. So it's been a blessing.
Well, I just want to tell you, Vacation Bible School for churches should be and is most of the time one of the highlights of the year. And I just enjoy hearing about it and knowing about it. And I appreciate that, what God is doing. And that lets me know, here is the pastor, and you're his wife, Kimberly. At yep. Fishbowl, we really emphasize, hey, the pastor's the pastor, and the most important thing that the pastor's wife can do is be his wife. But we also know that each individual has different gifts, and when a church, you know, permits the wife to just use her gifts for the power and of God, it's glorious. So it sounds like Vacation Bible School and children are very important to you, Kimberly.
Oh, they really are. We have just let this be a part of our mission since day one, promoting at Awana program throughout the year and then having Vacation Bible School every year. We have just really enjoyed working with the children in our community.
And I want to say something. This is just for me now. When a church looks at their budget, they do look at the mission part of it. But I always looked at it, when I looked at my salary and what they were asking me to do, I felt like I was on mission for God there in that community, in that area. David, if I know you right, you're on mission for God, aren't you, right there in Energy?
That is never so true. As a matter of fact, when I came here, I was asked day one, what will your hours be that you will be in the office? And I said, guys, I can't give you a schedule like that. They said, why not? I said, because when I was in an office before, I would have elderly people who had nothing to do, good people, but they would come by to talk to me, and it'd be one after the other, till I couldn't get any work done. And I said, I will be here for the church on Sundays and Wednesdays, but the rest of the week is my mission. This is my ministry that God has called me to do. And so whether it be in McDonald's, whether it be on the golf course, whether it be out fishing, whatever, we have shared the gospel, and many people have come to Christ through that never would have come to the church at all. And that is a mission field.
Let me see. The church building and the church are two different things. Is that what I'm hearing you say, David?
Absolutely. We are only the parts that come on a day to give God worship. The rest of the week, he chooses for us to be out of that building and be about his business.
Well, amen. One of the most important things that you can see of the priesthood in the Old Testament was they lived all over the area, and they would come to Jerusalem to the temple to work, yes, but guess where they would go back and live? Live there among the people. And the pastor
exactly
does that.
Right.
Yeah, the pastor does that, and we appreciate you and Kimberly having that heart and doing what God has called you to do. Now, I want to center a little bit now on the ministry and the mission of Fishbowl Retreat. Jan and I started this years ago before we even came to AFR. And when we came to AFA, Tim Wildman said, Bert, we want you and Jan to continue doing your Fishbowl Retreat. And we have. We've done it sometimes two times a year, one time a year. And so we really enjoy that. God's called us to do it. It's not one that we want hundreds of people to come, because that's not what it's the purpose. It's usually a little bit under 50 is most of the time what we try to keep it under. So Jen and I can have time to get to know people, and they can get to know us and spend time with them. And you and Kimberly, you guys came to the Fishbowl several years ago. And did it bless you? Did it help you or encourage you at a certain important time of your life?
Bert, you have no clue just how much of a blessing it was and is and will continue to be. If I could just share a story with you.
Yes, go ahead. Hey, we love stories. They communicate sometimes better than anything else we could do. Please do.
Well, I was having a struggle. I was 3 years into my pastorate here in Energy. And the truth is, I was going through a tough time. And things weren't going the way that I felt they should be going. And I was actually praying to the Lord, Lord, would you please just release me, let me go somewhere else. It's just too hard. And one day my wife came home and she said, there's a radio station I found, and it's called AFR. And she said, they have something called a Fishbowl Retreat, and it's for pastors and their wives. She said, why don't we give it a chance? I said, well, what do we have to lose? So we signed up and we came. During that week, I will tell you, it wasn't that there was thunder and lightning, but finding out that I wasn't the only one who was there that had gone through problems like this. I wasn't alone in finding out how to reach out to Christ for what I needed. And during that week, he soothed my heart. He gave me answers. And when I returned a different person. And God blessed me mightily just because of that. Little did I know, a year later, when it came up again, my wife said, do you want to go back? And I said, well, everything is okay now. I don't need to go back. But then I woke up one night and God said, I want you to go back. Just that clearly to me. So I told Kimberly, we signed up and we came back. We got there. I was happy to be back. The next morning I woke up and I had gout in my big toe. It was so painful. I just couldn't walk. I got over to the chapel. We had the opening service and I could not walk to get lunch. And I told my wife, I said, if you'll just bring me back some lunch, I'd appreciate it because I cannot walk. When everybody walked out, they turned the lights off. It was only just a little orange glowing light at the exit sign, but it was dark in there. And I was sitting there, I think, with my lip run out about 6 feet, thinking, why am I here? And then in the darkness, I heard a cough, just a and I thought, I heard a cough. A minute later, I heard it again, and God said, this is why you're here. I got up. I made my way to the back of the auditorium, and against the wall where the big steel beams are, there was a man sitting by himself in a corner in the darkness. I said, sir, are you okay? He said, no, I'm not. He said, as a matter of fact, when I leave here and I get back Sunday, I'm leaving the ministry. Then on Monday, I'm leaving my wife. And I said, well, God sent me here for you then. I sat down and we started talking, started sharing. And the rest of the week, I shared with this man how God had helped me and God hadn't given up on him. The following year, we came back. I didn't see him. The second year, after that, we came back and we were sitting there. And all of a sudden, I felt a tap on my shoulder. And I looked around. You have to forgive me if I get a little emotional. I looked around and there he stood. And beside him was his wife. And he said, thank you so much. And he hugged me. And he said, because of you being here, he said, I didn't leave the ministry and I didn't leave my wife. Our family has been put back together. So Bert, if the time comes when you're tired and you're worn out, never be weary in well-doing, as the scripture says, but keep it up because lives are being changed. This is a wonderful ministry. Just to look at it from the outside, it may not have all the whistles and bells that you think you would find, but what you do find is that Christ is there, and he uses this among ministers to help each other. So once again, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity just to become there and to be a part of it.
Well, David, I want to just tell you, when Jan, my wife, came up with the idea of ministering to ministers and their wives, it was hers. And we said, we don't know exactly how to do it, but we just trusted God. And we decided early on, we're going to make it simple and we're going to keep it small enough that we can share, even if we have to do more than one or two a year. We want them to be small enough that we can really share our hearts and our minds with people. And I found out this, David and Kimberly, it's not, yes, we have some good teachers. We've had many good teachers that have come and shared. Jenny and I share our hearts and we share what God has shown us. But the most effective thing about Fishbowl are the relationships that people have and begin to share with one another. And even though they may be in different states and way away because of modern communication, they can be close friends and not see one another all the time. So your story is exactly why we started Fishbowl. One, to encourage the pastors and their wives, but secondly, so the pastors and wives that were encouraged could encourage others. Kimberly, when you hear a story like that, and just being there really does make a difference, and relationships begin to, you can't force relationships. You can put your best foot forward, but those relationships is something that couples and individuals, it happens because of some commonality and some reason. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, yes. Bert, the second year that we came, we met a couple of couples and we hung out with them. And one couple in particular has just really blessed us through, I guess, the last 2 years now. We've been able to keep in touch with them. They've come to our home several times and been able to just enjoy one another, come to our church. And we have just become really good friends with them. We probably talk to them at least once a week, if not more. And they've just been real sweet to us. And so, yes, you can absolutely build everlasting friendships with other people that are in the ministry. And you can bless them, but they bless you just as much.
Well, when I hear stories like that, I know God is in control, and He is the one that orchestrates this. And we've seen God do it again and again and again. And let's go back to one thing. After you were come to the first Fishbowl, David, you came discouraged, and you went back renewed. How's things been? Has it been better, or have you struggled? I know we have ups and downs, but have you been as low as you were the first time you came to the Fishbowl retreat?
Never, ever again have we been low like that. It was a learning process that I needed to go through, and God knew I needed to go through that. Yes, there's up and downs, but never anything like that. I found out what types of things need to be resolved right up front within a church, between deacons, between trustees, and different things like that, how to approach it and how to make sure that they are carried out. Once you get some of those semantics taken care of, then the church starts running more like a well-oiled machine. Everybody knows what's expected, and it's not to sit around. It's to be busy about the Father's business, regardless of your position in the church. And so it has made a great difference for me.
Amen. And what Jen and I want to do, we realize, and our theme comes from Alan Redpath, he said, no church is any stronger than the families in that church because the church is made up of families. And Jan and I knew this. We were in our ministry. We had pastors and wives that had mentored us and encouraged us. You can go to conferences and find out how to be better preachers of a sermon, how to do discipleship. But what Fishbowl concentrates on is the relationship between the husband and the wife and their relationship with God. And when we get that right, David and Kimberly, it just works a lot better, doesn't it, Kimberly?
It sure does, Bert. I love the way you separate us, you know, during the week. And Dan will talk to the women and you guys will talk to the men. And it's just really important for us to know where we are and how we can support each other. And I really enjoy it a lot.
Well, let me share with you, Ray Pritchard, who is with us in 2024. We don't know who all will be there in 2025, but this is October and Pastor Appreciation Month, and it's also the time we do Fishbowl. Ray Pritchard and his wife Marlene will be with us. And Ray came another time a few years ago, and he said, I don't know of anything else quite like Fishbowl. He said, I've gone to conferences to learn how to be a better administrator, how to be a better counselor. But at Fishbowl, what you're doing, you're talking about your relationship with the Lord and relationship with your family, which affects your relationship with everybody else. And so that's why the mission, and it is a mission, of the Fishbowl Retreat to encourage pastors and their wives. And so, guys, I'd like to finish up by asking you, would you encourage other pastors and their wives to come?
I would absolutely 100% unequivocally require, if I could, but suggest that every pastor come to at least one and just experience it. Whether you know you have a need or not, somebody else may have a need that you're there for. And your turn will come. Everybody's going to have a moment when they need help. But yes, please do come and give it a shot. You will not regret it.
Kimberly, would you tell the wives to put a little pressure on their husbands to take me to Fishbowl?
I sure would. That's how I got David to go. Bert, I think you know that by his testimony this afternoon. But I think that we should all encourage each other. But just to be alone with your husband sometimes, because we are in a fishbowl when we are in a pastorate position at a church, and to be able to just get away from that for a little bit and spend time with our husbands. And the wife needs that just as much as the pastor does. You know, she needs the time to let her hair down, so to speak, and she's a part of the ministry as well. So absolutely, I do encourage all wives to pressure their husbands a little bit, spend some time with them alone, and get to go to a place. I know that we didn't even turn the television on at all while we were there. Our cell phones would barely work, and that was actually a blessing. So, yep.
Yeah, sometimes God takes us apart to get together so we can get ourselves together. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Any last word, David, that you would have to say to the pastors out there?
To the pastors, I would like to tell you, the day will come, you're going to need this. The day will come, somebody will need you. That is a part of ministry. A part of pastoring is to going out to everybody, not just the flock that comes in on Sunday morning. This will give you a good idea. You will meet people how to do it, and they can give you their experiences. And I think you will receive a blessing from it. I certainly have. That's why I'm coming back year after year.
David, Kimberly, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Jan gives you greetings as well. And people say, where did you get the idea of Fishbowl Retreat? And I said, it wasn't my idea. It was my wife's. And wife Jan, she did a great job. And I appreciate her being a part of it and sharing. And we're looking forward to Fishbowl Retreat, not only this year in 2024, but also in 2025. Thank you guys again.
You are so welcome. Give Jan our love, and we can't wait to see you guys just in a few more weeks.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Exploring Missions today, and we pray that you would stay on mission for God, and part of that mission is encouragement.